With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. The round 22 team lists have just dropped. We're going to go through them live and talk about all the changes, Supercoach implications and everything else. We will have beers and break-evens recording tomorrow morning, so that'll be on YouTube by about midday, and then I assume it'll be on the podcast tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, arvo. So plenty to come on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Let's get into Thursday night's first game, the Penrith Panthers taking on the Melbourne Storm. The Panthers favourites here, still without their halves, of course. At fullback, Dylan Edwards on the wings, Taylor May and Brian To'o, Isaac Tungo and Stephen Crichton make up your centres. Jamin Salmon and Sean O'Sullivan retain their spots in the halves. Moses Leota up front with Matty Eisenhuth, who replaces the suspended James Fisher-Harris. Abbey Kurosawa in the nine. In the back row, Chris Smith, still no Viliami Kikau, and Liam Martin with Isaiah Yeo in the 13. On their bench, Mitch Kenny, Scotty Sorensen, Spencer Lenu, and Sunia Tuivasa, who made his debut last week. On the extended bench, I've got Charlie Staines, Jermaine Hopgood, Robert Jennings, Kurt Falls, who potentially will be available this week, so keep an eye on him, and of course Viliami Kikau in jersey 22. So if he is available, you would have to assume he comes in. Whether he plays big minutes or not, I'd probably doubt it, to be honest with you. The Melbourne Storm, Nick Meaney returns at fullback. On the wings, David Nofaluma and Xavier Coates, Marion Seve at right centre, Justin Olam returns at left centre, Cam Munster returns to his normal jersey in the 5-8 spot, Cooper Johns holds onto the 7 jersey, no sign of Jerome Hughes this week. Jesse Bromwich and Nelson Asofa-Solomona up front with Harry Grant in the nine. Tommy Eisenhuth replaces Felice Kafusi. His father passed away the other day, so our thoughts and prayers to the Kafusi family. He's partnered by Kenny Bromwich. Josh King in jersey 13. On the bench, Brandon Smith, Tui Kamakamika, Chris Lewis and Tyrant Wishart. Their extended bench, no one to overly note there. Jack Howarth returns on the extended bench for the first time in a while. I probably don't think you'll see him debut until next season though now. Young Tonema player there, as is Dino Rima, but yeah, no sign of Husey, so Cooper Johns, he will run in the 7 jersey. All right, Friday night, the first game, 6 p.m, another return to Mount Smart Stadium. Great to see the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs. Warriors have made a couple of changes here. Reece Walsh at fullback, DWZ on one wing, Edward Cossi on the other side, Marcelo Montoya in the centres with Viliami Valia. He returns this week, so great to see him back from injury. Assi, he's in the 6 jersey. He replaces Wade Egan there, who's moved to his usual spot at hooker. SJ in the 7. Up front, Adam Vanua-Blake, Tohu Harris, and Wade Egan in the 9. Ewan Aitken, he's moved from the centres back into the back row. I like that move. Like it for my Supercoach draft team as well. Jack Murchie holds onto his spot, and then Josh Curran, he moves into the 13 jersey. Personally, I think Josh Curran has to play 80 minutes in this side. Just let him play footy. They're better with him. Freddie Lussick on the bench with Bunty Afoa, Eli Katoa, and Jackson Fry. On their extender bench, got Rocco Berry, Tom Ale, Otokolo, Pompey, and Bailey Sirenen. Could be changes there, but I don't think there'll be anything hugely relevant. That is your Warriors side there. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, at fullback, Avarillo on the wings, Kiraz and Fox, Braden Burns and Aaron Schopp in the centres, Matty Burton and Kyle Flanagan in the halves, Max King and Paul Verne up front with Jeremy Marshall Mitchell King in the nine. The edge back row is Josh Jackson and Jackson Tapine, and then Raymond Faitala-Mariner named in jersey 13. No sign of Tevita Pangai Jr. this week. He is out. On the bench, Zach Docker-Clay, Joe Stimson, Harrison Edwards, and Chris Patolo. Still got Declan Casey there, Biondi Otto. Now, keep an eye on jersey 22, Jarrell Skelton. He has been absolutely killing it in reserve grade. Number 22, Jarrell Skelton. He's an outside back, I believe. Just one to keep an eye on, because what he's been doing in the New South Wales Cup the last few weeks has been ridiculous. I think they've just elevated him into their top 30, so one to watch there for Canterbury. If he gets a spot in Supercoach in your draft comps, he's going to definitely be one to watch, because he's going to break a kajillion tackles. All right, the late game, Friday night, 7:55, the Parramatta Eels taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. For the Eels, Gutho at fullback, Sivo and Wonga Blake on the stings, Penasini and Opacic in the centres, Dill Brown and Jacob Arthur in the halves, RCG and Junior Bolo up front with Reid Marnie in the nine, Sean Lane, Isaiah Papali'i on the edges, and Ryan Madison in jersey 13. Got concussed last week but has been named. I would watch him very closely. On the bench, Ogden, Bryce Cartwright, Oregon Kafusi, and Marata Niokore. Their extended bench there, I'm not expecting any changes. Got Makatoa and Simonson there, but I think they will run out as they are, the Parramatta Eels. For the Bunnies, Latrell at fullback, AJ on one wing, Isaac Thompson holds onto his jersey. I thought he was fucking sensational last week. Jackson Paulo and Isaiah Tass in the centres. Cody Walker in the six. Ilias in the seven. Tevita Totola in career best form in the front row, partnered with Harm Saleh. Damian Cook in the nine. Colin Muntungi and Jai Arrow in the back row with the skipper. Cam Murray in jersey 13. Their bench, Blake Taff, Mark Nichols, Saliva Havili, and Davey Mwale. So still no sign of Tane Milne. We've obviously seen Cody Nikarima drop out of this side as well. So Luca Fifita drops back to the extended, even though Tom Burgess is also reportedly out with a groin strain. It looks like he will return next week, as will Campbell Graham for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, so keep an eye on that in a week's time. Let's kick off Super Saturday, 3 p.m. The Sydney Roosters take on the North Queensland Cowboys. Going to be a cracking game, this one. Really looking forward to it. For the Chooks, James Tedesco at fullback, Daniel Tupu and Suoliti on the wings. Joey Manu and Momorowski are your centres. Luke Keary in the six. Sammy Walker in the seven, coming off a great game last week. JWH and Matt Lodge up front with Sammy Verrills in the nine. Angus Crichton and Nat Butcher out on the edges with Victor Radley, the Terminator from last week, in jersey 13. On the bench, Connor Watson, Egan Butcher, Drew Hutchinson and Terrell May. You've still got Josh Wong, jersey 22. We spoke about him last week. Keep an eye on him. Going to be a star. Ben Thomas, Kevin Aguama, Fletcher Baker, Adam Kieran on their extended there. For the Cowboys, at fullback, Scotty Drinkwater. On the wings, Hamiso and Murray Taulagi. Val Holmes and Peter Hicko in the centres. Tommy Dearden in the six, partnering Chatty Townsend, the skipper in the seven. Cohen Hess and Ruben Cotter in the starting side this week in the front row. Reece Robson at nine. Tommy Gilbert and Nanai on the edges with Jason Taumalolo locking the scrum in the 13. On their bench, for the first time in a long time, Cowboys have gone with four forwards: Jordan McLean, Jermaine Tanua-Brown, Luciano Lua, and Griffin Neame. Supercoach-wise, that spells a little bit of trouble for Jason Taumalolo, in my opinion. Their extended bench, still got Jake Granville there and Connolly Lumelu, but I'm not expecting any changes to that Cowboys side. I think they will essentially go 1-17. They might change a little bit. Ruben Cotter, Leilua, I wouldn't be surprised if these guys swap, but I think they will run as they are named at that 17 anyway. For the West Tigers, taking on the Cronulla Sharks, 5:30 on Saturday. We've got Dane Laurie at fullback for the Tigers, Brett Naden and Toa on the wings, James Roberts and Kapoa in the centres, Adam Dewey at 6, Jock Madden in the 7, James Tarmel up front with Zane Musgrove with New Brown in the 9, Alex Seafarth and Tuolungi in the back row with Joe Offahengawi locking the scrum in the 13. Fanua Bowl returns to the bench alongside Austin Diaz. Tom Freebane made his debut last week and was very impressive. And Tyrone Peachy. Still in their extended, Luke Garney. You'd have to think that he will come in at some point. He is leaving at the end of the season, though, to be fair, so maybe that's the way they're thinking with that one. But I think he's definitely in their best 17. The Cronulla Sharks, Cade Dykes at fullback, holds onto his spot. Lachlan Miller replaces Connor Tracy out on the sting. Ronaldo Mulitalo will be on the other wing with Talakai and Ramian in the centre. Trindall holds onto his 6 jersey, no sign of Moylan yet, with Nico Hines in the 7. Toby Rudolph up front with Hamlin Uele, Blake Brayley in the 9. Nakora and Wade Graham on your edges, with Dale Finucane returning in jersey 13. Huge for Cronulla there. Their bench, Teague Wilton, Cam McInnes, Aiden Tolman, and Andrew Fifita. As I said, no sign of Moylan, also no sign of Connor Tracy. Got Matt Ikavalu on the extended. Just keep an eye on him. I think they will go with Lachie Miller, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went with Ikavalu either on the wing. Got Luke Metcalf still sitting there, Royce Hunt, and Kale Iroh as well. All right, that's your 5:30 game on Saturday. Let's move to the 7:30 game. Really important game for the Brisbane Broncos. Must win up there at home, taking on the Newcastle Knights. Couple of changes for Brisbane as well. Tamari Martin comes into the fullback role with Tessie New knocked out of this side. Corey Oates and Selwyn Cobbo out on the wings. Tony Staggs at right centre. Left centre, Branko Lee returns to replace Dean Mariner. Ezra Mamm in the 6, Adam Reynolds in the 7. Up front, Tom Flegler and Payne Haas, with Billy Walters in the 9. Kurt Capel and Jordan Rickey on the edges, with Kobe Hetherington wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Turpin, Kennedy, Jensen and Paliasia. Still got Corey Pakes on the extended, Jordan Piera, Hoyta, Zach Hosking as well. Keep an eye on him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come into this side over the next few weeks. I know Kempe very, very high on young Zach Hosking. Newcastle Knights at fullback, Tex Hoy on the wings, Anari Tuala and Dominic Young. Dane Gago in the centres with Bradman Best. Anthony Milford at 6. Adam Clune in the 7, replacing Jake Clifford from last week. David Clemmer and Daniel Saifidi up front with Jaden Brayley in the 9. Tyson Vrazel in the back row with Brody Jones. Matt Croker named in the 13. No Mitch Barnett this week. Another stinger for Supercoach players out there. Phoenix Crossland, Jacob Saifidi, Solo and Simi Sasagi make up your bench there. Keep an eye on Matt Croker in the 13. I think he'll do really well. Really rate him as a player. Jack Johns, Suaso Su, Chris Randall, Edric Lee, and Heimel Hunt on the extended bench there for the Newcastle Knights. Let's move to the last two games of the week. Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., the Canberra Raiders and the nation's capital take on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Must win for both teams, more so for the Canberra Raiders, who are trying to keep their season alive. Xavier Savage, he returns at fullback. Hopewate and Jordan Rapana on the wings.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matty Tomoko and Sebastian Chris in the centres. Jackie White at 6. Jamal Fogarty in the 7. Josh Papali'i up front with Emre Gula. Zach Wolford in the 9. Their edges, Hudson Young, Elliot Whitehead, and Adam Elliott takes his spot in jersey 13. On the bench, Tommy Starling, Ryan Sutton, Corey Horsburgh, and Corey Hadawira-Naira. Obviously, you have got Joey Tappanay out of this side completely. Charles Nickel Klokstad, he's been named in jersey 22, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him come into this team either. For the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Mozambi holds his spot at fullback. Matty Fagai on one wing, Tau Tau Moga on the other side. Jack Bird in the centres with Zach Lomax. Amone and Benny Hunt in the halves. Jack DeBellin up front with Blake Laurie. Andrew McCulloch in the 9. Their edges, Josh Maguire and Jaden Sewer, with Michael Molo coming into the team in jersey 13. Have to have a look at his stats to see how he will go. Obviously replacing Tariq Sims, who has been suspended for the rest of the season, unless the Dragons somehow make finals. Tyrell Sloan, Aaron Woods, Fumano, and Billy Burns on the bench for the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Cody Ramsey has been named in jersey 21. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back into this side. If he does, I think he will go to fullback, and it'll probably force Mozambi to the bench, which will knock Tyrell Sloan out of this side once again. All right, last game of the week. The Gold Coast Titans taking on the Manly Seagulls from the Gold Coast, 4:05 p.m. Sunday afternoon. For the Gold Coast Titans, Jaden Campbell named in the 1. Jojo Fifita and Patrick Herbert on the wings. Phil Sammy and Brian Kelly in the centres. AJ Brimson and Tanner Boyd in the 7. Interesting. AJ at 6, Tanner at 7. Mo Fodder-Waker and Tino up front with Aaron Clark in the 9. Fifita and Bo Furmore on the edges with Isaac Liu in jersey 13. Mars Hugh named on the bench once again like he was last week. He ended up playing on the wing. Herman SASA, Jermaine Joloff and Sam McIntyre partner him on the bench. Then they've got Corey Thompson, Toby Sexton, Paul Turner, Payne Haas' little brother on their bench too, and and Jared Wallace. So Toby Sexton not named in the starting 13 at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back into the 7 jersey. I think they need to keep playing him. And Jared Wallace, if he's available, I would probably be using him as well. For the Manly Seagulls, Reuben Garrick at fullback, Jason Saab and Tui Pulotu on the stings, Morgan Harper and Kohler in the centres, Foz at 6, big injury cloud around him. He obviously went off with a hamstring last week. I'm shocked to see him named, to be honest with you. DCE in the 7. Sipley up front with Marty Tapau, Lachlan Croker in the 9. Olakuatu and Andrew Davey in the back row with Jake Trbojevic in the 13. Their bench, Dylan Walker, Ben Trbojevic, Ethan Bullimore, Josh Allier. On their extended, Josh Schuster sitting there, KO Week sitting there. It will be very interesting to see what happens if we see Foz ruled out of this game, potentially not playing, what they do, whether they go Schuster or KO Weeks. A couple of options there that might be telling as far as the future of the Manly Seagulls. They could also go for Dylan Walker. So plenty of options that they could go with in the 6 jersey there. Guys, those are your team lists this week. As I said, stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to have beers and break evens coming your way. There'll be questions on my Instagram page tonight, a question box for you guys to send them in so we can answer them on the podcast tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.